Rodgers joins me live on ESPN Central Texas. So you got this, you've talked with us about or discussed Ace Whitehead, how good he is before. So he's starting to chase down some of your numbers, buddy.
Yeah, no doubt. I think he's already got most of them. The only one he doesn't have yet is that interception record, which I hope he doesn't get.
Yeah, you don't want him as the head coach. You surely don't want him to ever get in that territory as all. You got a good one. Now, Lorena last year thumped you pretty good. They've had you guys in your number. They're obviously off the loss to China Spring, bounce back, beat Franklin. You have off to a nice start. Your thoughts about just the matchup itself?
Well, I think it's going to be a good game. I mean, you know, it's always, you know you're going to get the best Lorena has to offer. I mean, you know, they're one of those programs in the area that, you know, they don't ever rebuild. They just reload every year, and that's a tribute to the coaching staff. And, you know, their kids are very well disciplined, and, you know, we haven't been playing as disciplined. You know, we've had a lot of penalties the last couple of games. We're going to have to clean that up tomorrow night.
Now, I think I've asked you this before, but just wanted to get, again, your reaction to this. You're now back where you played back in the early 90s at your alma mater. It seems as if that's more and more the case in high school football, where people are going back, coaches are going back to their alma mater. I don't know if that was always the case as much. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think, you know, in my case, it was, you know, family and home, and you know you're going to have the support system around you. And, you know, Pats is a special place, and, you know, they really support their athletics. And it's, you know, of course, if you've been to a game at Badger Field, I mean, there's no place like it in Texas. I mean, fans are right on top of you, and so it's a great atmosphere. So, you know, for all those factors come into play, and just giving back to a town that gave so much to me.
Yeah, no, it has, and you're giving back to it what you did as a student athlete and now as a head coach. Are you ready? Is Lampasas ready to take that next step?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we're just glad to be relevant. You know, to be honest with you, it's just nice that people notice who we are now. And, you know, we're going to play one game at a time, and, you know, hopefully people keep recognizing, you know, and that's what we're looking for. We're trying to make sure that, you know, we're getting some credit, which is great, but the kids deserve it. And, you know, we're just taking that one day at a time approach.
All right. Now, also, you do have Lorena this week. I've mentioned your quarterback, an Ace Whitehead, who's put up huge numbers. But, boy, he's got some weapons around him, doesn't he?
He does. He does. We got some playmakers around him.
So how which one of them, if you had to complete, well, I'm not going to let you get it away. Could you go to pretty much two or three guys if it was a 3rd and 10 to keep a drive alive? Are all of them someone you could depend on to make the catch in the gun and clock running? You have to pick up a first down.
Yeah, I think without a doubt. I mean, I think that's kind of what's been good about this group right now. And we're only 2 games in, so we got a lot of work still to do. But, you know, everybody, you know, in the last 2 games has made plays. And, you know, a lot of times that's not the case. A lot of times you'll have 1 or 2 guys that might make plays for you. But, you know, right now we have our whole receiving crew and we got a couple running backs. I mean, you know, and our O-line has been playing real well. So, yeah, I think we can get the ball to, you know, we're not scared to call any one of those guys' numbers at any time.
All right. Your history, you've been a part of a team that won a state championship when you were on the staff at North Shore. Of course, they won it last year, had the loss early to Katy. How much did you soak in that time at North Shore?
You know, I soaked in a lot. I mean, you have a ton of respect for Coach K over there, and, you know, we have a great relationship. And so it was really neat to see. You know, I was only there 2 years, but just to be a part of the culture and see how they do things, you know, and you know, so it was a special deal. And, you know, I just soaked it in and tried to bring as much of what would come over to Lampasas with me. I mean, a lot of stuff doesn't, you know, transfer as easy, but just as far as the workman's attitude and the blue collar mentality of the kids and just the approach to the game. I mean, I learned a lot over there.
Sam Waldrop is your defensive coordinator. You've been an offensive coach all of your life, coordinator, quarterbacks, wide receivers or whatever. But obviously in this day and age, it's hard to be a defensive coordinator. How hard really, Troy, can it be at this day and age with the RPOs and the spread and the whatever else is going on in high school and college football?
Well, it's the most difficult job in football, I mean, to be a defensive coordinator, because everyone wants you to stop people. But, you know, there's just so much going on nowadays. And, you know, really, like I said before, I think, you know, it used to be you talk about what are you trying to hold people points per game. And nowadays, you know, what we talk is points per possession.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where we're at now. You just want to – if they're going to get 12 or 14 possessions, which is almost the norm now, you know, or more, We just want to eliminate the points per possession.
Yeah, that's the case. Big game for you tomorrow. Lorena and Lampasas, two good ones in 4A. Hey, Troy, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Troy Rogers, head coach at Lampasas, with us on ESPN Central Texas.